Welcome to Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. I'm Dr. Chris Roberts, and I'm glad you're starting this journey that may change how you think about thinking and about making decisions. We start with a simple statement. To be a quality communicator, you must make hard decisions, often decisions you have to make that are choosing between right and right. And we know you have to make those decisions under the pressures of deadlines and bosses and audiences, and sometimes without complete information. It's not just enough to rely on your gut reaction when you make ethics decisions. To do ethics right, it helps to have a framework to guide you through the process. To do ethics right, you have to front-load your decision-making process, to think about your loyalties and your values long before there's a dilemma. The book's co-author is Jay Black. Dr. Black founded the Journal of Mass Media Ethics and taught ethics courses around the planet for more than a quarter century. He was my ethics professor in the late 1980s, and it's pretty cool to be able to work with one of your heroes. He's retired now, so the work for this second edition landed on me. Dr. Black and I provide that framework for ethical decision-making through what we call the 5 W's and H list. To make good ethics decisions, you should ask, what's your problem? Why not follow the rules? Who wins? Who loses? What's it worth? What do philosophers say? And how is your decision going to look? This book's 14 chapters explain what we mean by those questions. You'll learn how to define an ethics problem. You'll see how laws and codes of ethics can be useful, to a point, anyway. We'll discuss why you must define all the stakeholders who might be affected by your decision, and then decide which stakeholders are most important. We'll talk about the importance of understanding and showing diversity, too. We'll discuss how to clarify what values are most important in your life. We'll take a close look at the important values of truth and about the ethics of persuasion and about privacy. We'll show you the wisdom of the ages through a variety of moral philosophers and how their thinking should play a role in your thinking. And finally, we'll talk about why it's important to be able to justify your decisions so they will stand the test of public scrutiny. Along the way, you'll find lots of gray area, and that two people can use the 5 W's and H checklist and make decisions that are completely opposite of each other, but both morally defensible. In fact, you may struggle this semester with ambiguity, but don't let that get you down. Part of doing ethics means dealing with the gray areas in our life. We'll use the 5 W's and H checklist to apply to media-related ethical dilemmas. We have more than 70 case studies for journalists, people in digital media, in advertising and public relations, and for people working in the entertainment and social media fields. Throughout all of this, we recognize that media are plural, and that no single organization controls media, and that media organizations and media workers make their own decisions. You won't hear us say media is because media are. As you take part in this course, please find time to go to our website, doingmediaethics.com, or just doingethicsin.media. There, you'll find current writing about media ethics and much more information. And we're always looking for your insights, too. When you finish this class, we hope you will emerge with a more sophisticated level of thinking about the decisions you make. You'll see how the 5 W's and H list can help you with ethical dilemmas, or with a family problem, or in any line of work, media or not. In some cases, students have told me that this class has changed their life as they make tough decisions in their work and outside of their work. I hope the ideas in this class might change your life for the better. So let's begin this journey together. Thanks for listening to Doing Ethics in Media. Our music is by Mr. Smith under a Creative Commons license. You can find Mr. Smith online at thefreemusicarchive.org or search for Robin Smith on YouTube. Remember to contact me if you have questions or comments. The address is author@doingmediaethics.com.